This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
Hello and welcome. My name is Toni Morgan, and on behalf of the Cops Office, I'd like to introduce you to Lieutenant Dave Goldsborough of the Division of Community Relations in Quebec, Canada. Lieutenant Goldsborough is here to discuss how Quebec works to engage the communities they serve. So, Dave, can you describe how your department practices community policing?
Yes, definitely. We have a department of approximately 75 police officers, and our community relations department is four officers that take care of different aspects of community policing, whether it be the youth in different high schools or our elderly, or drug conferences or DUI conferences, and we have a lot of different responsibilities, of course, but we try to cover everything.
Sounds good. So you started holding Coffee with the Cops sessions as a form of community policing. Can you tell us a little bit why you made that decision and how you hold the sessions?
Well, the decision was quite easy. More or less any program that comes forward will try it. And if it works out fine and we have a good response from the community, well, then we'll try it again. And then if we really get a good response and it's not a waste of manpower and time or whatever else and the community appreciates it, well, then we'll make a permanent program out of it and see how long it lasts and how it goes. There's always an evaluation every few months. And Coffee with a Cop for us started last year. And we have three sessions every month, whether it be in a McDonald's or a Tim Hortons store or what we call here in Quebec a Café Depot.
Okay.
And what's good about it for me is it's a neutral environment. You never know what's going to happen. We're going to get into a Coffee with a Cop at McDonald's, and we're going to meet a lot of different people. And we're not at their house for a particular problem, or they're not at the police station either for a particular problem. We never know what we're going to end up talking about. And that's probably what is so successful about it. People can feel free to drop by the McDonald's restaurant and talk to a police officer for as long as they want on any subject, really. And so far, it's very, very much appreciated throughout the community.
Can you tell us about other ways you engage the communities in which you serve?
Yeah, like I would say, we have four different officers in the Community Relations Department, and we get the rest of the department involved also. That's a different aspect. It's quite new. We've been doing it for two or three years. Each, we have five patrol teams and of eight officers each, and each patrol team will have a certain responsibility when it comes to community policing. Apart from answering emergency calls or accidents or the everyday things that a police officer does, they'll have a project. I'll give you an example. One of our teams gives DUI conferences, but in different companies, we're going to approach all the different companies in our industrial sector and see if they're interested on a Thursday or a Friday evening to ask questions to a police officer about DUI driving and how the alcohol test machines work and what the process at court is like and how much does it cost and everything else and the impact of having a criminal record after being caught driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. We do that in different companies, for different departments in our own city, and of course in all our high schools, secondary five students, the ones that are graduating before going to college, we'll meet with every class before the prom and make sure they understand the impact of driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. We have other programs. Each team has a different program. Another good example is our baby seat program. We're going to visit all the different daycare centers and meet with all the parents, make sure their child's safety seats are installed properly. And we'll even do a campaign at, we have a store here in Quebec, it's called Canadian Tire. It's a big department store for just about anything, and they do sell baby seats. Now what happens is we'll set up a clinic on the outside of the store, and we'll have about eight different officers checking baby seats. As clients show up to the store, we'll verify all the baby seats for them, make sure they're installed properly, and if they're missing any equipment or any special attachments, well, we'll provide them for the client. And that's more or less how we take care of communities, well, the other projects that we take care of in our community.
Great. So, Dave, could you offer other departments insight on institutionalizing community policing in their departments?
Well, of course, I think one of the good things about community work is that it's positive, or mostly positive. we're going to be speaking to people that are not necessarily in trouble at the moment. They're not being arrested or in trouble or living some kind of tragedy. It's usually on a more friendly type basis. And if I can talk to you about a problem, like, you know, every city has a problem with people speeding. Now, that's easy to quantify. We're going to have a complaint about somebody going too fast on a certain road or a number of cars going too fast. And we'll set up a police car and a few officers with a radar machine. And then we'll give out tickets, of course, like every other police department. And it's easy to quantify. We're going to be there for 5 days and we'll give out so many tickets. And the following week, we'll go back and there'll be a surveillance done to see what the impact was. Have people slowed down or... are there just as many, and should we continue this project for another week or two or whatever? But when it comes to community work, it's hard to quantify, but we get better long-term results. Now, these conferences that we do on driving under the influence, well, they'll have an impact on the long-term basis because more people get educated on what the consequences of getting caught. And like I noticed with Coffee with a Cop, people are talking about it all the time. I mean, even on a personal basis, I'll meet friends and this and that, and they're going to tell me how wonderful it was. You know, it was fun to meet the cops and talk about this and talk about that. Not having any pre-established subject. We're not going there to talk about one particular subject, but about anything. And people are very, very comfortable with the fact that we're there in the restaurants, and so far everything's been positive, both on the side of the citizens and also on the side of the police officers who attend. So right now, as far as I can see, we're going to continue with the project in 2015. And of course, every 6 months we reevaluate. And for 2016, we're going to reevaluate. But the way it's going now, we're going to continue for sure.
So Dave, on behalf of the COPS office, we would like to thank you for all of your community policing work your agency is doing in the communities of Quebec, Canada.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and thanks for listening. Thank you for having me on.
The Beat was brought to you by the United States Department of Justice COPS Office. The COPS Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems.
The opinions contained herein are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official position or policies of the U.S. Department of Justice. References to specific agencies, companies, products, or services should not be considered an endorsement by the authors or the U.S. Department of Justice. Rather, the references are illustrations to supplement discussion of the issues.